We're at the Grand Prix of Miami. How'd it go out there today?
Oh, it was actually pretty good. We had an interesting start. A few cars spun in front of us, so we had to take advantage of that and work up from P11. And started the cars, so we worked up to about P4 when we pitted for tires and the driver chains and put Melo Gidley in the car. And, you know, the whole day we just didn't have quite the same pace as the leaders, and we were about 2-3 tenths off the lap. So eventually throughout the stint, just kind of fell back, and we were waiting for a caution, but we got held up in GT traffic and went a lap down. And of course after that the caution came out, and it kind of helped the 10 car out who just pitted for tires. So I put it right behind us, and we just couldn't see with new tires around here. It's such a big difference that we weren't able to hold off Max and Pirelli. But, you know, that was, you know, P9 is not what we wanted, but, you know, it's a good platform to go forward for the rest of the season and hopefully get some testing in, move forward up into the top five and battle for some podiums.
Great. The race ended at started in the daytime and ended at night. How'd you like the night driving?
Oh, it was fun. I mean, I had this stint where the sun was right in your eyes, so you really couldn't see a thing going into one, especially going into eight. And braking markers, you kind of waited for the first 300 board to pass you before you could actually see anything in brake. So it made it a bit interesting, especially in traffic, to try to figure out where to go and where if they could see you coming. And at night, it looked pretty well lighted, and Melo did a good job. It was nice, cool temperatures, and the cars were running nicer than during the day.
Great. Thank you. Thanks.